dies where it is. Now we have another trapping issue, though, that the department has. So let's go to that.
Yes, and Mr. Chair, before you move forward, and maybe I'll ask John Katilnik to jump in here, too, that previously you just voted to deny the petition that's in front of you. You would need to pass a resolution here later today yet. So I think that there was enough conversation between commissioners in regards to that topic within this last one that I think we could craft a resolution, but I don't know if we need to have some additional discussion so we can get that crafted for you to accept later here today, or if you're comfortable with where we're at.
I think my guess is that you're comfortable. That, and I understand we need to pass the resolution, but I think at a break that'll get drafted and presented and we should be fine. So
very good. Thank you.
Let's go to the next.
Yeah, so to move forward then, I think Tom's going to pass out two new action sheets, 18 and 18-1. So based off that conversation that we had yesterday, real briefly, when you folks accepted the petition back at your July meeting, you had to accept it in its entirety. In other words, you couldn't cherry pick certain elements of that petition. We're still at the proposal phase now that that petition's been accepted, and it needs to remain in that in full format and in entirety again until it's at finalization next month in Chamberlain. So item number 18, we cleaned up the action sheet from what's in the books to just include the elements from the petition that you accepted back in August, which again, real briefly, there were seven components. It asked to modify the administrative rule to change the trap check time down to 24 hours, and then six other elements that dealt with different types of reports, weather reports, in creating several new administrative rules to allow GFMP to grant extensions, those types of things. Just to clarify, you can't make any changes legally with that today. It would need to move forward to your next meeting at the finalization stage before any of that occurred. So that would be just number 18.
So we're just so we're all clear here from the beginning, the petition that was moved forward in July is going to move forward. We'll make a final decision on that in October. This is essentially an alternative, so we're going to have two proposals, if you will, out there, and then vote on both of them in October, right?
So to try to clarify, yes, that's correct. 18 is what the petition is, and then 18-1 would be one of the alternatives, which I'll talk to just next year.
All right.
So 18 you can't do anything with today other than just move it forward. It'll be out for an additional 30 days, public comment, and then it'll be taken final action in Chamberlain in October. So I would turn your attention to 18-1. 18-1, this would be the department's recommendation for a potential alternative to consider. There before you, 4108-0203, that's the current trap check law that we have here in South Dakota. So just to refresh commissioner members' memory, right now in eastern South Dakota, people need to check their traps prior to 12 o'clock midnight on the second full calendar day, and then western South Dakota prior to midnight of the third full calendar day. And then there is a provision there that traps or snares that are set below the ice are entirely in water. They don't need to be checked until the fifth full calendar day. The department's proposed changes from that current rule from last year would be to modify that rule to include that the three full calendar days is granted statewide. So we would reduce some of the complexity of the rules that it's one way East River, one way West River. We would make it consistent to what it is in western South Dakota right now, which is basically three full calendar days, and apply that statewide. And then, of course, maintain that provision that anything set below the water or under the ice, people wouldn't need to check those devices until the fifth full calendar day. Again, this proposal would provide greater flexibility and opportunity for trappers in South Dakota, and more importantly, it provides a consistent approach regarding trap check times and requirements across the state. Last night, I was trying to think of a similar situation. This is the maximum amount of time that people would be able to not check their traps. It's not saying that you have to go that long. You know, there might be certain situations, whether it's weather, the traps are sent on a piece of public land or something like that, or the species that people are looking after. They may check, they very well may check their traps every day or every couple days. But this would just be the maximum length of time that they would be required to, which would be 3 full calendar days. I liken it to the speed limit on the interstate. In most places, it's 80 miles an hour, right? Does that mean that you have to go 80? No. You know, if some people are comfortable driving 70 or 65 because they're pulling a trailer or it's icy, that's what they're going to do. Same thing with the trap check law. There's going to be situations where people are checking their devices every 24 hours or 48, depending upon where they're at, but the maximum would be 72 hours. And depending upon some species like bobcats or coyotes, a lot of those species may only travel through an area every other week or sometimes even months. And if you have a lot of human disturbance and if you're checking your traps every day for some of those species, it introduces a lot of human presence, and it's not going to be successful, and people aren't going to continue to do it because their trap check success rates are going to go down just because of that increased human disturbance. So those are some things that we considered when we brought forward this regulation change. And again, we would ask that the commission adopts the proposed change from last year and move forward with a public hearing and finalization here in Chamberlain. Be happy to answer any questions.
So, Keith, it's 9:05 on Friday morning. Under the existing rule, when would a trap have to be checked? And under this proposed new rule, 18-1, when would they have to be checked?
So if a trap is set today, that doesn't count. That's a partial day. So people would be able to check it 3 full calendar days starting at 12:01 tonight.
So when next week, what day and what time?
Monday before midnight.
That's under the existing rule.
That's correct.
And under this proposed rule, 18-1, what's the difference?
That would be the same, except in eastern South Dakota, it would have to be checked on by Sunday prior to midnight. So this would be granting, wouldn't be a change in western South Dakota. Eastern South Dakota, we would be allowing people one additional calendar day.
Okay. Questions? Comments? So what we need to do is we need to pass 18. I mean, that's really a requirement to follow up on the petition that is going to be decided in October, and then the commission can decide really what it wants to do on 18-1. Is that where we're at?
My opinion on that is that you don't need to do anything to 18 today. It's going to continue to move forward in its current format until October.
Okay, so you just need a motion on 18-1.
That's correct.
Yes, Commissioner Whitmire.
On 18-1, I guess I'm thinking about these things. We check cattle every day. Most of the trappers in my area trap and check daily. That's just their own principle. Like you say, you know, if you can go 80, they're going 20 because they don't want to even think about that. I think the perception that you're opening it, you know, that we would open it to 3 days, is that, oh, that's all the more often people are doing it, and it gives trapping I just don't think it helps the perception of trapping. East River, if they're used to it right now, the way things are, to extend it by policy, that I just don't see that being commonly done, but the perception's gonna be there and the finger pointing, and I guess I would prefer not to do it because of the perception aspect, because I'm out there every day. If you wanna trap the ditches next to my fields, I think I wouldn't be interested in extending the responsibility for those guys either. So, thank you.
Mr. Chair, if I may, I forgot to include, I do have another hand. I know you had asked it prior to the meeting of the surrounding states in South Dakota, what their trap check laws are. While Kevin's handing that out, I'll just briefly talk about the states that are surrounding South Dakota. So in North Dakota, they don't have a trap check law. Montana, they don't have a trap check law other than that they recommend that traps are checked every 48 hours. Wyoming is 72 hours, and then Nebraska and Iowa are 24 hours or a calendar day, and then in Minnesota, traps have to be checked except for certain types of traps. Lethal traps, they have 3 days. So again, I know folks like to talk about and compare some of the surrounding states, so I thought that was important too.
All right, so more discussion. Commissioner Phillips.
I have a question. This is Commissioner Phillips. If we wind up rejecting both these, and it returns to exactly the way it is right now, 2 days East River, 3 days West River.
That'd be correct.
If these are both rejected in October. Thank you.
All right, so then with regard to 18, that moves forward. We don't have to address that. 18-1, in order for it to move forward, we need a motion. If it doesn't get a motion, just like what we went through on the trap checks, it will be, it'll die right there. So is there a motion or not? So we have a motion and a second to approve the trapping prohibition proposal marked here as 18-1 to approve that. Any discussion? Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Sharp here. I agree with Commissioner Whitmire's comments. 2 days in eastern South Dakota works now, and I don't see any reason to extend that at all. And frankly, I would probably eventually lean towards the fact that if you set a trap today, you're going to be checking it Wednesday, not Thursday. So you really, if you set at 8 o'clock, you get a free day. There's a certain responsibility out there that I think everybody has to take when they do an activity, and I just can't support extending East River out to 3 days. And so I think we're good the way we are right now, and if we're going to make any changes, I would shorten the time eventually if we're going to have the conversation. So I can't support it.
Commissioner Olson.
Well, I'd urge our fellow commissioners to support 18-1 as moved by Commissioner Bees. You know, it seems like the trapping community, we're always taking from them. I mean, trapping supersedes pheasant hunting by millennia. I mean, trappers came to South Dakota well before our pheasants that we praise and hold in such high regard. We just celebrated 100 years of pheasant hunting tradition in this state, and we don't celebrate the fact that fur traders actually helped settle this state and much of the rest of the West. You know, there we just spent $1.5 million on traps and bounties in an effort to recruit the next generation of trappers into our state, and we keep sending the signals to the trapping community that, you know, that they're not needed. They're the unpaid employees of the state. I mean, we spend $1.5 million on predator management. We actually charge these people a fee to help do a service for us. We're paying people that are employees of the state to go out and do predator management, which is what these guys are paying us to do. The average trapper out there isn't doing this for a living. These guys are operating in the red because it's a passion of theirs. They get up at 5:30 in the morning, they get their stuff ready to go, they get the kids off to school, they go to their 9-to-5 jobs or 8-to-6 jobs, whatever you want to call it. By the time they get off work, you know, they've got a couple hours of sunlight left to go out and do it. And I don't know if any of you guys have trapped, but I mean, if you're doing water sets, you know, if you're a 200-pound man or a 150-pound woman, it doesn't matter. Try to slide into a pair of waders and then go down and check your water sets on both sides of a bridge and come back. You know, that's Olympic time. You could do it in 25 minutes. And that just eats into the hours of the day. So then when they get back, if you're lucky and you're successful, you get back to your skinning shack and you're up till midnight skinning and preparing the game that you've just harvested. And by the time they get to bed, it's, you know, 4 or 5 hours of sleep, and you're back up doing it again. And we just constantly pick at these guys until I think we're going to drive them out of the business. If the same thing with the 24-hour check, as you said, Keith, that runs the game out of the area. If you're constantly having traffic in those areas, they're going to get wise to that, and they're not going to come around. As of Wednesday, California passed the Wildlife Protection Act of 2019. There's no trapping of any kind in California now. It took them 15 years to get to there. They started the same way as these do. It said death by 1,000 paper cuts. And that's exactly the intent here. It's just these small tweaks to the system as it is, and eventually and incrementally, they take it over and they'll shut it down just like they did to California. So I think that we've got a strong, rich heritage of trapping. I don't have time to trap. I'd love to be able to do that. But I think that, you know, again, all of these small things are adding up to getting us to the shape 15 years from now where California's at, and I hope we can support this.
Commissioner Bees.
Commissioner Bees here. I'd like to know, is there any other hunting laws that are sectioned by the river? No. Do we hunt the deer the same? Do we do everything else the same? So why aren't we consistent with our trapping law across the state? East River, West River, it should all be the same.
Commissioner Bees, there are a couple other regulations. You know, we do have different deer seasons. For example, East River, West River, we have a bobcat season that's real tight and short, East River versus West River. There are a few of those differences.
I'm talking about the laws that regulate them is what I'm talking about. And this is different. This is a law that regulates trapping, and it should be the same across the state, in my opinion. Season dates are different, but laws are laws, and they're consistent across the state, and they should be that way, I think. And that's one of the reasons I support it, should be the same, so there's no confusion.
Commissioner Bees, Kevin Roblin here. Just to add to that, you're correct. I mean, you can use a rifle, East River, West River. You can use a bow and arrow, the same bow and arrow, East River, West River. You know, there is, I can't think of anything right now with the exception of a shotgun-only unit around Sioux Falls, for example, where some regulations do change based on the proximity or the geographic location. But all in all, we'd like to continue the consistency aspect of our rules and regulations across South Dakota to make it easier for folks to recreate and participate in trapping, hunting, camping, everything and all of the above. And that's the goal of the department, simplify regulations.
There, Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here. I certainly appreciate Commissioner Olson's passionate plea for the plight of the trapper. I'm trying to figure out what we're taking away from the trapper by modifying and extending the trap check time. How long have we had the 2-day on East River and 3-day on West River?
I don't have that in front of me, but probably at least 20 years.
So we're not taking anything away from somebody with 18-1. We're actually increasing flexibility. And the trappers I talk to in eastern South Dakota don't have any issues with the 2-day thing. So, again, I appreciate what the trappers do, but if we're going to get into the hours spent, I mean, if you're an archery guy, you're working all day long, you're getting up early to go out and sit in your blind to take a deer, which would help on the deer depredation issue if we're going to get into that. Hunting is a passion, trapping is a passion, and I don't know of anybody doing it to make a living on it. Again, we're not taking anything away from the trapping community by maintaining the status quo. I just wanted to make sure we were clear in that we were not taking anything away with this, you know, by denying this proposal. So thank you.
Let me just follow up, too. I mean, as I understand it, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but you're not coming forward with this proposal because there's been some request or urgency by East River trappers. I mean, this is the department on its own coming forward with the proposal as opposed to responding to some need or request on behalf of East River trappers. True?
Mr. Chair, that's correct. You know, we had internal discussions, obviously, on this topic, and it was the opinion of the staff that we would move forward with what we have brought before you, that we apply the rule to be consistent from Western South Dakota across the state to make it consistent. But yeah, we haven't had members of the public beating down our door asking for this either.
Okay. Mr. Secretary.
I was debating whether I should wait into this thing or not. I think people articulated their positions. I just want to be sure, though, as a commission, and I went back and just listened to some of the comments, and I'm hearing things, perception, trappers need to step up. I mean, trapping is as much a tradition in this state as cattle raising, timber harvesting, mining, all the other things that started this great state. I hope I never live in a state where I have to apologize if we're willing to talk about trapping. And I'm not worried about the perception about trapping because that is what we do. It's who we are. It's what started the state. And I think we all should be reasonable. We should run, you know, it is a profession, and it is as well as recreation. And we want trappers who are ethical, and I think they are. We want them to be in business, because I think it's important for the state. They do help out, as Russ was talking about. And I realize, and these are personal philosophical things, and so, I mean, whether a commissioner feels a different way, that's perfectly what they should have the right to do, and they should have the right to say those things. But it's the personal thing. But it's just interesting, on this particular topic, we draw more emotion out of it than anything else I've been around. And some of the Facebook saying, you know, part of the reason why the 72 hours in, I'll be honest with, a little bit of a pushback. And, you know, and we've all been attacked. The commissioner's been attacked. We've been attacked. The trapping profession's been attacked. I mean, we read Facebook a couple of days ago that was so disgusting we had to pull it down. This person was threatening our governor, calling her vile names because she supports trapping. And so I just want to be sure when you make these kind of decisions, we're doing it for the right reasons. And I'm not interested in pulling out trapping and putting that in a different place than I would fishing, trapping, or camping in the parks or someplace else. That's just me. And so I understand if you guys want to move forward with this, and I understand Commissioner Sharp, status quo, I do get that. And we've talked enough, Doug, you know how I feel about that. I'm fine. But I just hope that we keep that in mind of who, you know, so when I hear comments, I will push back. And realize that I don't vote, I understand it completely. And sometimes I get a little more strident, maybe I should be. That's just part of being who I am. And it's no disrespect of all the members of this commission. You know how much I respect what you do. You're not getting paid to do this, and some of you's not getting paid at all. Little inside joke there. So no matter what way you guys vote this, that's perfectly fine. I just want to make sure as a community, though, we respect those trappers and what that tradition means to this state. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you. You know, 18 is going to go forward regardless. 18-1 is one we're going to make a decision on here. 18-1 is a lot cleaner, a lot easier to debate, and a lot easier to modify in 30 days than 18. It takes a lot of the issues out, much easier for the public to understand. We can 30 days modify it if we need to or kill it. So I would support moving it forward also.
Commissioner Whitmire.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Commissioner Whitmire, I just want to clarify, too, that I think we do all support trapping. That is a necessary part. It's part of being in South Dakota. It's the characteristics of the land out there and the management practices. I am not currently participating, but I'm a trapper. I'll trap again. Because I live out in the country, and that's just a part of what you have to do to manage your area. But I guess looking at Travis's point, I don't care for the East River versus West River situations. I do like a little more unity on our language. But at the same time, I guess we have no problem moving it forward to get the discussion. I guess I'd like to get more information on how the trapper associations feel, and so I would be willing to move it forward to have that conversation.
More, Commissioner Bees.
Commissioner Bees here. I guess you know where my situation is. I just wanted to explain a little issue that I've seen in my area with trapping. I know of three different individuals that trap along French Creek where my ranch is at, south of Rapid. And for a couple of years, I thought, man, these guys are like really hitting our area hard and over trapping it. This year, I have seen an explosion of cocoons, skunks, and coyotes in my area. I mean, in the 27 years I lived on this ranch, I may have seen two skunks. This year, I go every day and see one. Coons are just rampant. I mean, a lot. That I never used to hardly see them in the evenings or crossing the road, and I see them, and we got three trappers that are in that area continuously year after year. And so for people to say that we're going to eliminate our animals, we're over trapping, I just don't see it. And So I support trapping because, I mean, our animals are not being over-trapped. So I'm going to try to get more people down there because it's just crazy what's going on. Just in my area, I don't know what's going on elsewhere, but, you know, so I do support trapping, and I think we need to encourage it like our governor has and keep this industry going because, you know, when you get that explosion of animals, then the bad side comes, disease and rabies and all that type of thing comes into play, and we need to have the rules in place consistently across the state to help manage that. Just my opinion. Thanks.
More discussion? Comments? If not, we have a motion and a second to approve the proposal for trapping prohibitions that is marked here as 18-1. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nay.
Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Bees?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Sharp?
Nay.
Jensen?
Aye.
7-1.
All right, it passes, and we'll make a final decision in October.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, so let's do muzzleloader. So it's the same situation, right, Tom? Well, no, there's two different muzzleloader issues.